From the WCYB Digital Radio Newsroom, this week's Crypto Crime Report. The operators of decentralized finance lending and credit protocol Fortress announced that about $3 million worth of cryptocurrency was stolen during an attack on third-party infrastructure, the record reports. The company, which bills itself as a money market and stablecoin protocol on the Binance Smart Chain, explained in a series of tweets that the digital assets were stolen and deposited into cryptocurrency mixing service Tornado, allowing the thieves to hide their tracks. The theft involved 1,048.1 in Ethereum and 400,000 of the stablecoin known as DAI. From the Daily Record, a young Scot is facing extradition to America and up to 20 years in jail if convicted on a £7 million cryptocurrency fraud. Robert Barr, 24, is charged with scamming the digital cash from a top U.S. Bitcoin broker while he was living with his mother in Asher, Scotland, after an FBI manhunt. U.S. prosecutors claim the computer whiz kid stole the huge sum from Boston-based cryptocurrency dealer Reggie Middleton and transferred it to another account. Barr faces 8 charges that include wire fraud, money laundering, and identity theft. The Discord of the largest NFT and crypto collectibles marketplace was hacked, according to Crypto Briefing. The hacker's first post, which appeared in the announcement's channel, stated that OpenSea had partnered with YouTube to bring their community into the NFT space. The post went on to say that the partnership would include the release of 100 YouTube Genesis Mint passes that would allow holders to mint collaborative projects for free, and ended with a link to a fake minting website designed to trick users into signing a transaction that would give the hacker the ability to transfer NFTs out of their wallet. From the Wall Street Journal, U.S. Treasury Department imposed sanctions on a virtual currency mixer it said North Korea used to help launder stolen cryptocurrency as part of the country's malicious cyber activities program. The blacklisting of Blender.io marks the first time the Treasury has placed a cryptocurrency mixer on its sanctions list. Blender.io operates on the Bitcoin blockchain and has allegedly helped transmit more than $500 million worth of Bitcoin since its creation in 2017. For more crypto crime coverage, visit cryptocrime.com. Reporting for WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Zach Hack.